We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Felix Longoria was a decorated Mexican-American soldier who died in combat in World War II. When his body came home to Three Rivers, Texas, his family was denied services at a funeral home. The incident sparked a national civil rights movement for Mexican-Americans. Filmmaker John J. Valadez tells the story in the documentary, The Longoria Affair. The film will be screened this afternoon at 4 o'clock on the campus of the University of Illinois. The screening is being presented in room 101 of the Armory Building by the Department of Latino Studies. And I'm pleased to have John Valadez as my guest this afternoon. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me more about this fallen soldier, Felix Longoria.
Felix Longoria. He was one of over a half a million Mexican-Americans who volunteered to fight in World War II. And they volunteered to fight despite the fact that in South Texas and across the Southwest, the same or a similar kind of segregation that existed for African-Americans also existed for Mexican-Americans, right? Public facilities were segregated. There were covenants attached to mortgages that limited where you could live. Movie theaters, schools were segregated. And Mexican-Americans and Felix Longoria went to go fight against fascism. And he was a farmer, and his family had lived in Texas for generations.
And why was his family denied services at the funeral home? What happened?
Well, that was the norm. I guess if the Anglo funeral home owner had allowed him, had allowed the family to use the funeral chapel for services, people would have been asking, why did he do that? Because that would have been so out of character in South Texas. It would have been such a bizarre behavior that that people would have really been dumbstruck. Society was segregated. In fact, the term Mexican-American didn't even exist. Anglos referred to Mexican nationals and Mexican-Americans as Mexicans, period. So they were denied, and that's what life was like.
Yeah, what are your feelings about the funeral director, Tom Kennedy?
Tom Kennedy, I have a lot of sympathy for Tom Kennedy. He was a guy who had volunteered and fought in the European theater during the war. He was a medic, and undoubtedly had saved a lot of lives. In fact, he was terribly wounded. Part of his skull was blown off, and a metal plate was put in. And he had sacrificed greatly for this country. When he returned, he got a job and eventually bought this funeral home down in Three Rivers. And he had only owned it for, 2 weeks when this Longoria incident happened. And he wasn't from Texas. And so I think Tom Kennedy was just trying to go with the social norms of the time. It wasn't that he was particularly bigoted. It's just that society was constructed in that way. And you would have to have a lot of moral courage and a lot of independence in order to challenge that. And he did not want to shake things up or lose his Anglo client base. And so he kind of went with what the social norm was.
Yeah. But the Longoria family stood up, and ultimately this began to change the status quo.
Yes. But let me mention one more thing about Tom Kennedy. Tom Kennedy ended up dying and turning to alcoholism because of this incident. It really ate him up inside. It destroyed his business. And so that same racism that was so devastating to the lives of Mexican Americans also ultimately consumed Tom Kennedy. And in that way, he's a tragic figure. Mm. What's interesting about the Longoria affair is that this is the first time, really, in the modern civil rights era, which begins after World War II, when average working folks stood up against segregation, and it sparked the birth of a national civil rights movement. We usually think of Rosa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott, but that wasn't until 1955. So this happened years earlier, and it caused the growth of a national civil rights organization, the GI Forum, which would then project Latino political power in a presidential election for the first time in American history. So it was monumental.
Tell us a little bit about Hector Garcia.
Hector Garcia was the guy who founded the American GI Forum. He had served in the U.S. military. When he first started, they put him in the infantry. And then he tried to explain to the military folks that he is a medical doctor, and they didn't believe him. So finally, he was able to demonstrate his medical skills, and so they put him in the medical corps, and he eventually became the head surgeon of a mobile surgical hospital in North Africa. But they just didn't believe that a Mexican, even though he was an American citizen and had gone to medical school in the United States, they didn't believe he could be a doctor. So anyway, so he returned to South Texas, and the first thing he noticed after the war was that there were all these Mexican-American veterans who could not get access to the GI Bill, that thing that was sending so many Anglo soldiers to college and enabling them to start businesses and enabling them to purchase homes. Mexican Americans, although under the statute of the law were included, in practice they were excluded. And so the GI Forum was founded to fight initially for veterans' rights, but then they began to take on all these other issues because, if you couldn't get if you even got money to buy a house, you could only buy it in a certain neighborhood. You were restricted where you could live. So the whole thing began to snowball, and the Longoria incident became that spark that caused the GI Forum to grow and expand to 30 states across the United States in about 10 years.
And one of the stories that unfolds in your film is the evolution of Lyndon Johnson in terms of a beginning of an understanding of civil rights. And his situation, though, as a politician, as someone says in the film, like one of a dancer.
Mm, mm.
That is, he performed a dance among political interests. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of Lyndon Johnson, and we've only got a little bit of time left.
Okay, well, real quick, what a lot of people don't know is that Lyndon Johnson, right out of college when he was in his 20s, taught at the segregated Mexican school in Catula, Texas. And there was the place where he saw what discrimination did in the lives of young people and how devastating it was. And it left an enduring mark on his soul. And so his struggle throughout the rest of his life really was, on the one hand, his enormous ambition and his thirst for political power, and on the other hand, his compassion and his understanding and his desire to do the right thing and to make the country a better place. And it was always a struggle within Johnson. How far was he going to go? Would he alienate the powerful political interests that would enable him to grab office and seize power? And at what point would he turn against them and follow his own heart and his own compassion? So Lyndon Johnson's a fascinating character because he struggles with that throughout his entire life.
Yeah. What led you to this story?
Interestingly enough, another producer had developed the idea. And he came to me, and he was moving on in his career, and he handed this over to me, and he said, "Do you want to do this?" And I said, mostly because I needed a job, okay? Because when I looked at the film and the way it was presented to me, a fallen war hero, family can't use a funeral chapel, because of racism, and I didn't think that was particularly interesting.
But where it led you was right. Very interesting. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this afternoon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Filmmaker John J. Valadez, the Department of Latino Studies at the University of Illinois, will present his documentary, The Longoria Affair, this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the Armory Building. That's room 101 of the Armory at 505 East Armory Avenue in Champaign. Tomorrow, he'll talk at a brown bag at La Casa Cultural from noon to 1 o'clock. La Casa is located at 1203 West Nevada Street in Urbana. Both events are free and open to the public of civil rights. And his situation, though, as a politician, as someone says in the film, like one of a dancer. That is, he performed a dance among political interests. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of Lyndon Johnson, and we've only got a little bit of time left.
Okay, well, real quick, what a lot of people don't know is that Lyndon Johnson, right out of college when he was in his 20s, taught at the segregated Mexican school in Catula, Texas. And there was the place where he saw what discrimination did in the lives of young people and how devastating it was. And it left an enduring mark on his soul. And so his struggle throughout the rest of his life really was, on the one hand, his enormous ambition and his thirst for political power, and on the other hand, his compassion and his understanding and his desire to do the right thing and to make the country a better place. And it was always a struggle within Johnson. How far was he going to go? Would he alienate the powerful political interests that would enable him to grab office and seize power? And at what point would he turn against them and follow his own heart and his own compassion? So Lyndon Johnson's a fascinating character because he struggles with that throughout his entire life.
Yeah. What led you to this story?
Interestingly enough, another producer had developed the idea. And he came to me, and he was moving on in his career, and he handed this over to me, and he said, "Do you want to do this?" And I said, mostly because I needed a job, okay? Because when I looked at the film and the way it was presented to me, a fallen war hero, family can't use a funeral chapel, because of racism, and I didn't think that was particularly interesting.
But where it led you was very interesting. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this afternoon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Filmmaker John J. Valadez, the Department of Latino Studies at the University of Illinois, will present his documentary, The Longoria Affair, this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the Armory Building. That's room 101 of the Armory at 505 East Armory Avenue in Champaign. Tomorrow, he'll talk at a brown bag at La Casa Cultural from noon to 1 o'clock. La Casa is located at 1203 West Nevada Street in Urbana. Both events are free and open to the public.
You can help every pledge go farther when you give to the Member Match Fund. Your contribution now, before the pledge drive begins, will build a challenge to urge more listeners to become supporters during the kickoff Power Hour, 7 to 8 a.m. October 20th. Send your check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, Illinois, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of October, 2011. It was on this day, 1892, the Pledge of Allegiance was recited en masse, first time, more than 2 million